Hello and welcome to Saturday's edition of the... It's not even Saturday, and it's Saturday's edition of the award-winning cut. It's actually being recorded on Sunday, and it's been on Saturday more often than not, and I've not been on them a lot more often than not. That's why I'm a bit confused. I'm in Portugal, and it's a bit hot, and I'm so excited
of my
countrymen bringing it home, football, tonight. Also excited the prospect of things being brought home. Neil Atkinson and Phil Blundell. And where to start? More exciting than the prospect of things being brought home is the prospect of Liverpool signing a footballer or two. Liverpool aren't going to do that in a hurry. I think they want it all brought home and put to bed before they even contemplate doing that. But the market is not sleeping. And I want to discuss a non-Liverpool transfer to start us off with, because it's an interesting one in an indicative sense of where the transfer market is this summer. We spent a lot of time debating as to whether it'll be an inflationary or a deflationary one. Neil Atkinson, you're in the deflationary market camp. You're a bear or a bull? You're a bull, I think. No, you're a bear. You're a bear market guy. What have you made of the Onana 50 million transfer to Villa that was announced yesterday? Good signing for them.
I think it's a good signing for them as well. I want to be clear about this. I don't think it is genuinely going, you know, I'm not nailing my colours to the deflationary mass.
Okay.
Where my colours are nailed to is ongoing oddness, which I suspect across 2 or 3 years might end up looking like it's certainly no longer aggressively inflationary, if not quite close to being deflationary, in terms of what clubs are paying. For a variety of reasons, I don't think it's just as simple as the PSR. And on this one, again, a repeated moving part of this that's really important over the course of the summer is that, as it stands, because that the takeover that might help Everton isn't completed, Everton have got a cash flow issue, and they're going to have a cash flow issue all the way through the summer. And what I think is ever so slightly missed in everyone's conversations, not least because the conversations around Everton tend to be led by Evertonians, and this is a problem because they've been spending a long time convincing themselves of incorrect realities. One of the core issues, for instance, that Everton have got is that they just haven't got very much money, and they certainly haven't got very much cash on hand. So when we look at what Everton do or don't do, there's a number of moving factors. The other issues that Everton have, obviously some of them are PSR related, but also in general, they've got only 3 or 4 assets. And then what they've got here is a ranking of needing of which ones they want to move on and which ones they don't. And Onana therefore becomes Everton's most expendable asset. Villa have paid a fee for him that's intriguingly close to the fee that they ended up paying to Juventus. Sorry, getting from Juventus for Luiz, or will be paying that fee. But they also got two players, but they also had to pay for them to Juventus as well as part of Juventus' own diddles all the way through this. But I ultimately feel a little bit as though a player with Onana's skill set and a player with Onana's scope, and a player in Onana who has been I want to be careful with this one, because we know from doing Liverpool as closely as we do that often players get linked to Liverpool and you're not quite sure about it. But it really did feel as though there was a pathway for Onana to end up at Arsenal. But Arsenal have either were never interested or have chosen to allocate funds elsewhere. And Arsenal themselves are in a bit of a squeezed situation vis-a-vis PSR.